Three, two, one, begin. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Didn't we pop on?
We just appeared. Hello,
Oh,
everybody.
welcome.
Welcome.
Let
Nice to
me
see you.
you entertain the folks while I hang up the coats.
Yeah, good. And I'll get the hats ready.
Yeah.
So hey, I just so you all know right now.
Are we plugged in as far as the audio is
Yes,
concerned?
we got the audio going. We
Okay,
should be in
we
good
should.
shape.
Okay, we should be in good shape.
We were hoping.
Of course, we didn't check ahead of time.
You know, this is the second week we didn't do that. We're
No, we didn't do that last week, did we?
slipping. Yeah, but I think it was okay. I
Yeah.
saw squiggly lines, so I think
Okay,
we're
well,
okay.
hopefully the audio's coming through just fine.
Yeah.
What do we got here? What did
Oh,
you?
wait. Yeah, I'll get this. Oh, wait. Hold on. We got it. Don't worry. Everybody
On
just.
my turntable here. Ooh, cool. Cool. Here's a bit of Kansas City coming down
Yeah.
into you. Yeah, set the needle on here. Listen to this. Bill Basie. 1 o'clock jump. Leading later to Harry James' answer to this late night thing called the 2 o'clock jump.
We'll
During
get
that
to that.
time, when the bands were like in competition with one another,
Yeah.
you know, trumpet solos where everybody was yelling higher,
That's it.
higher, higher, and how long could those drum solos last
Oh,
between
man.
Gene Krupa and say somebody like Chick Webb?
Oh, it would be epic. I don't
Yeah.
know how they stood up afterwards.
Well, there's some pictures of Gene in a book or two that I have. Look like he didn't mind sweating it out.
No, he did not. That was the way they got the booze out of their blood.
I guess so.
They just squeezed it out.
Well, welcome to our another edition here of Neon Talk.
Yes.
At least as we call it here for the log.
Yeah, it's just it makes sense. We got the neon beat, we got the neon jazz. We just recorded 563. I walked in, John Christopher was recording a portion of his show. So it's been a full neon night. We're wrapping it up with
Yeah,
Neon
neon
Talk.
afternoon and the end of the evening.
That's right.
My kids are going, "Where Dada? Where Daddy?" My wife's upstairs going, "He's downstairs making us proud."
He is in the garage. He
Yeah,
ran
where do you
away.
think he is?
Somebody this week, I was interviewing a cat from New Orleans from
Yes.
an outfit called Bonorama. And Craig, he was a great guy. I saw him at the Topeka Jazz Fest. And these guys were a fusion of, like, there was four trombones. They had a tuba. They had guitar. They had drums. And it was this amalgamation of rock and jazz. And
Yeah.
it was totally New Orleans. And they were just, the crowd was totally into it. It was awesome.
This has been a year for me to really start to enjoy New Orleans.
Yeah.
The jazz anywhere that came out of it, the classics like Al Hurt and Pete Fountain.
Yeah. I always hear, which I haven't been to New Orleans yet, but I hear it's just a magical place.
Yeah.
So I got to make it a destination point.
Yeah, it's listening to some of the recordings from there, you do kind of miss a live thing that my father has tried to impart on me about the big band era, which is the best way to hear these bands had been live.
Yeah.
And because the recording industry had not gotten the technical part of it completely ironed out
Yeah.
before a lot of the old masters were gone,
Yeah.
the full range of stereo that we have available to us now
Yeah.
would have been nice if that had been about 20 years earlier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys that were doing this, if we could have had the current audio setup that we have right now,
Yeah.
I mean, you hear a lot of those recordings from Charlie Parker, and it sounds like someone's sitting on a microphone. I mean, it's like
Yeah.
muffled, and there's ambient sound, and it's bad, but that's just where they were at, and that's the beauty of it. I think even with
Yeah.
those old recordings, there's a antiquity, there's a, I don't know, there's some kind of nostalgic vibe that goes into it.
It's funny though, when you talk to a lot of people who are used to that era and listening to the 78s and the V disc, I talk to a lot of old boys and gals that would actually rather hear them that way
Yeah.
because a lot of it, that's the way they remembered it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
The one thing that he was saying, I made me think about Neon. He thought I was asking him to do a plug for the show, and he thought I was saying me on instead of neon. So it's me on neon jazz.
Neon jazz, like me.
Meow. The place for
Yeah.
cool cats. So this guy was talking about he was on tour with Harry Connick for about 15 years. okay? And they would have their hiatuses, and this band was born out of Harry just has too much going on and he's not touring as much.
Right.
But they said that he's a total genius on the piano.
Yes, I've heard that about Harry.
Like, everybody knows him from his acting and his singing and all of this, but he was trained from a very early age on the keys, and he's a genius on it. I had no idea.
Is there any truth to what I've heard is that Sinatra was a little annoyed with Harry, thinking that Connick was imitating him?
I think Sinatra, and I was telling you I read that book, I think he comes from that old world of turf wars. I would totally see him getting upset about something like
that. You would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, in these days, I think there's a little, like, I'm so used to the Kansas City jazz scene, this level of camaraderie and everybody coming together, but there were those fences that people put up and those lines in the sand, and I think Sinatra was the perfect example of it.
Well, you had to fight to keep it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, the... A lot of people associate the swing era with the war. It's interesting enough to, I may have already, sorry if I'm repeating myself.
Timing.
Timing. But, no, it's, it was, excuse me, the war, maybe I need one of those, it was actually the war that in sort of accelerated the demise of the big band era.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the... there was rationing going on. The bands couldn't get around like they used to. They were rationing gas, tires, things of that nature.
Yep.
And a lot of the guys were joining the army or getting drafted.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny, too. Jazz was kind of the soundtrack to all the baby boomers, and that's how all of the love was happening. And that's how a generation came in. Jazz was what made people celebrate that era, you know.
Yep. And it was like Jump Shout Boogie, which Barry Manilow wrote.
Yeah, that's
right. You know, it's kind of a contemporary remembrance of that time, and I think he nailed it with Jump Shout Boogie when it just, you went into these honky-tonks to just take your mind off the way things were. It was a scary time, World War II.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was just seeing my good friend Bill Denny on here, and I was thinking about that Billy Joel concert, which I didn't catch. But that was what Billy was doing for a lot of his career. He was just in there making this music to just get people's minds off things. It wasn't real, real deep stuff. It was just rock and roll, and it was that...
Of its own sort,
You know?
Yeah. My dad was into Les Brown and Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
So I got my big band and my jazz from the Nat King Cole trio.
Yeah.
And whenever you turned on the television... Yeah. In the 1950s and 60s, during the early days of television, they were still using some of the old masters.
Yeah.
David Rose, of course, his orchestra was used on the Red Skelton show early television. Uh-huh. So Holiday for Strings kind of was part of my background.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't remember any of that. You were talking about WHB and all of those early formats. I have no memory of jazz growing up. The first real memory was getting into bebop, man, getting into Miles, getting into Monk, and just taking that conch and running.
Some of the old jazz that I claim to like comes from the 1950s and 60s when jazz was largely relegated, at least here in the Midwest, to the public television stations.
Yeah.
You didn't, or the college stations would play them sometimes.
Yeah.
They weren't getting the exposure.
Yeah.
Actually, I sometimes wonder about some of the jazz artists. You gotta love what you do.
Right, absolutely.
You really love the art form and be into the art form because they're just not commercial, as they say.
That's right. It's funny. I do want to mention something. Speaking of jazz, I went to KOJH a few weeks ago and we were talking about what is jazz. And I always talk about all these musicians that I interview. And when I ask them why they love jazz, the reverberating term that goes through their answer is always freedom. And the world knows that.
Yeah.
So when I think about like Europeans, like I interviewed a cat named Sasha Mashin out of Russia.
Yep.
And he was talking about how jazz to this day, which they've called the original protest music, still represents freedom and still represents a level of feeling like he has a voice that's not edited. Because in Moscow, all of that stuff, the internet, all kinds of things are edited now.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
the only
that
thing,
hasn't changed too much.
No. So the only thing that he can do that's not edited, that's totally, you know, undistilled, is jazz.
By the way, I will tell you, knowing a Russian... Soviet that goes to our former and doesn't live there anymore, but he recently from over there, he said to advise anybody I know, as you're listening to the news right now, don't believe a thing you hear.
I bet. I totally 100% understand. Yeah. And I'm glad this cat has jazz in his life, because I think listening to the news, even over there especially, would have to just be mind-boggling.
Yep.
You know, so propaganda, you know.
What are propaganda.
You gonna do? Propaganda. But...
That's right.
That sounds like Mr. 5x5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that Jimmy?
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have my glasses on.
Right.
It's Jimmy Rushing. Yeah.
He's coming in with the blues. Coming in with the blues. Well.
Well, what?
What do you got to say? That's all I got, my friend.
Yeah, now go get your shine box.
Get your shine box. That's right.
All right, we'll trail it off here. And ladies and germs, for those of you that kind of joined in here to watch us with our little chicanery here as we wrap up our recording sessions here and have a little time to talk to you, thanks for joining in.
Yes.
I'm John Christopher. He's...
Wait, what is...
Joe DiMino.
Yes, thank you. The home of Neon Talk Kids. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
And enjoy the music,
That's
my
right.
friends.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.